This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State horticultural entomologist Ray McLeod says there are three insect pests that we should be aware of right now: mimosa webworm, fall armyworm, and grasshoppers. He explains whether any control measures should be taken. Raymond, several things to cover this week. Mimosa webworm, let's start there.
Okay, Jeff, that's a good one because right now if you're in Kansas and observing mimosa, honey locust trees, you'll notice they're brown like they've been hit with a blowtorch. That's the damage caused by mimosa webworm. Mimosa webworm is a caterpillar and it feeds initially on the epidermal layers of leaf and then causes the leaves to fold and you start to get that browning. So this year, at this point, it's too late to do anything. But next year, be cognizant of aware when you see initial damage on your honey locust. You can spray with the typical insecticide we recommend for caterpillars, I think Bacillus thuringiensis curistaki, which we call BTK, or spinosad. Will they damage the trees? Yes, they make them look awful aesthetically. But if they're large trees, they probably will not kill them unless they get several years of complete defoliation because the plants can't photosynthesize. There's just no green leaves on them. So it's probably warranted or justifiable to try to avoid that from occurring year after year by monitoring and looking for the caterpillars when they're young. They're green, they're very active, they create a silken strand that allows them to move around and drop to the soil. So if you're looking at these honey locust trees and they're brown all over, that's caused by the mimosa webworm.
So nothing this year, but something next year.
Correct. And its timing is critical because you do have a very short window of opportunity to find them and then make your applications, because once those leaves are folded over, it's too late. It's similar to the redbud leaf folder and other caterpillar pests that web or roll the leaves over. That protects them from insecticide applications.
Also wanted to talk about fall armyworm. You're getting some questions.
Yeah, fall armyworm, I think it was 3 years ago, we had, I would call it catastrophic infestations. They're a caterpillar. So let me go back. They don't overwinter in Kansas. They overwinter in Florida and Texas, and they get caught on the jet streams. The adults do, and then they get deposited in Kansas. Now, I have seen masses of eggs on porches and other structures, which where the female will lay the eggs, and the caterpillars will emerge from those. We've actually seen, I've gotten emails, images of turf that's been fed upon. So if you see egg masses or brown structures on patio furniture, on your house, just take a forceful water spray and dislodge it. Then, you know, be cognizant of caterpillars because they will feed on the turf grass. We are getting later on in the season, so I think we're only going to have maybe the one generation. But just be aware, if you have a service that takes care of your yard, make them aware that you might have some issues with fall armyworm. And then if they do see them, they can apply the appropriate treatment.
We're also seeing grasshoppers?
Grasshoppers are everywhere. I've gotten a number of inquiries about grasshoppers. Well, the reason is because we had mild summer overall compared to last year. And, you know, I have a green lawn in September. So the weeds and vegetation is a food source for grasshoppers. And really, unfortunately, there aren't many options for grasshoppers in regards to management, protecting plants. They're very mobile. The adults, particularly the nymphs, cannot fly, but they can hop around on their legs, and they feed on just about everything. So removing weeds or weed eating, mowing frequently will help. Their insecticides are marginally, if effective at all, because the cuticle, which is the skin of an insect, is very waxy, and most of your insecticides just don't stick to it. Maybe adding surfactant may help, but really they're migratory. They come in. You'd have to spray all the time. There are some products out there. We've looked at a brand bait that has carbaryl in it for grasshoppers. You apply it. The results can be inconsistent because it depends on the grasshopper type, species, and you know what they're feeding upon. So if you want more information about grasshoppers, contact the Department of Entomology, and we'll do the best we can help you. But again, I'd like to emphasize the options are very limited at this point.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Ray McLeod with an update on mimosa webworm, fall armyworm, and grasshoppers. For more information, contact your local extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.